I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I'm with Miss Toni Harris Taylor. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Sean, for the opportunity to speak to you. This is actually, we met last year. Can you believe it was last year? And we are finally making it happen. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I'm interested in you is even in meeting you, you're awesome at what you do.
So, thank you.
I know you do the networking action, and you also are a speaker and coach.
I am. Very good. So networking action, Northeast Houston, Kingwood, Humble, and East Montgomery are where my groups are. And then I also have a group coaching program under networking action. And then I also do private coaching for entrepreneurs who are, so for networking action is entrepreneurs, business owners who don't want to make cold calls, who hate cold calling. They want to get more referrals through relationships. Mm-hmm. And then the coaching is designed for entrepreneurs. It's particularly women business owners. I mean, I love men and I'll take everybody's money, so no problem. But it's for women business owners who want to make the income they deserve without feeling salesy.
Right. And as a female, we do battle with that, honestly.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So what caused you to get started? You're like awesome with networking and coaching.
So there's a story. Mm-hmm. Last year, and I love sharing my stories, because I want people to know that entrepreneurship's not easy, but you can make it if you stay the course. And so last year, I was looking at my business, trying to figure out as a coach, because that's my primary business, what my retirement plan was going to be. How was I going to have an exit strategy? And what I realized is as a coach, I can't retire. And I'm like, I got to plan for the next 20 years because time is moving quickly. So I was deciding I either needed to have a business that I could sell or get a job and get a retirement plan. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to my life coach and she said to me, Toni, what's your why? And I told her and she said, oh, you've accomplished that. You probably need a new why that motivates you. She said, I want you to pretend you don't have a business and come up with a new why. So I went away, came back a couple weeks later, did the work, because it's very hard to pretend you don't have a business. And I came back and I said, my why is to touch, move, and inspire my clients to take drastic steps to be better than they were before they met me. I'm a resource. I'm a connector. I want to help people build deeper relationships that are beneficial for their life and business. She said, Toni, that's perfect. She said, are you doing that? I said, yes. She said, are you getting paid to do it? Well, now that was a whole different question, right? So I said, yeah, when I coach, when I speak, I get paid to touch, move, and inspire people. She said, what about connecting people? I said, no. I just connect people because I have a resource. I want to share it. I want to help people. She said, what would you need to do to connect people, to get paid to connect people. I said, I need to start my own networking group. She said, okay, why don't you? I said, oh no. Because my point of reference was BNI, and I love BNI, so this is no knock on BNI, but I just stopped my membership with BNI because the weekly networking was too much for me. And I was like, I can't start. I've seen so many people do networking groups and make no money. I said, no, I can't do it. She said, Tony, that is who you are. You can make money at networking. Don't worry about the how. It will show up. I said, girl, please, hung up the phone. I was not going to do a networking group. Mm-hmm. 3 months prior, this was July of last year, 3 months prior in April, I went to a women's conference. And there was a woman there with Network in Action, Katie. The conference was all the way in Fort Worth. She said, oh my God, you should be a franchise owner for Network in Action. I said, what's that? She told me, I was like, and she told me the investment to be a franchise owner. I was like, I don't think so. So I teach networking. And one of the strategies I teach is when you meet someone interesting, you book a date with them on the spot. Well, I spent the whole day with this lady and I did not book a date. I don't know why to this day. And she told me, I'm gonna connect you with the founder of NIA. I said, okay. I left that event, didn't think any more of her. Don't you know, she called me 3 months later, 1 week after I talked to the coach and said, Tony, I haven't forgot about you. I still think you should be a franchise owner for NIA.
Meant to be.
I had just said a week earlier, I can't start a networking group. Mm-hmm. And here she is, don't worry about the how. It will show up. And 1 week later, Helen called me and said, and introduced me to the founder, and the rest, as they say, is history. So this is, starting Network in Action is, fulfills my soul. It was my why, be a resource and a connector. And now I get paid nicely to do the thing that I love doing and was doing for free.
Yeah, and you can see it. I've been in one of your meetings, and just also, actually, I've seen you teach too and in one of your classes, and it's just a genuine gift. It's not pretentious. You could tell that you're not trying to sell any. This is just genuine, and you're bringing the best out of the people who are, that you're coaching and that you're bringing together to do business.
Thank you so much. I appreciate hearing that, especially from someone that was a visitor and not paying me. So that means a whole lot. And woman to woman, businesswoman to businesswoman, I know you're out there. I know you see a lot of people. So thank you. That's a really great compliment from you.
Thank you. Thank you. So what have been like two major lessons that you've learned since you've did that jump as far as starting your own franchise with it?
Thank you. That's a great question. So I started my franchise Labor Day. So I'm 11 months in. And what have I learned? So I've learned that people will invest in themselves when you bring value.
True.
And our networking organization is not the cheapest. I'm just going to tell you, it's just not. True. But the business owners that have invested in themselves reap the rewards. And so many entrepreneurs want the free. And I have to tell you, the free mindset will keep your business not growing. Here's why. So, and this is part of my coaching as well. When you expect free, you can't sell. because you have the always have in the back of your mind, but people can get what I have for free. And it's very difficult to sell when you are have a free, receive free mentality. So I learned that people will pay the premium when you give value. And I believe Network in Action as a whole, and specifically my group, I give a ton of value. I've helped my clients go nationwide. Some of them have gone across the border to Canada through relationships that I've introduced them to. That's value you can't get from just showing up to a meeting or, and our group is a lot different than that. The group you visited, for instance, we have to do community service. That's one of our tenets, is community service. So the group that you visited, we are putting together a book, and every one of those members are now going to be a published author.
Awesome.
Isn't that something? So giving value, people will pay for value. I think the second thing I learned is COVID started in the middle of my 6 months into my business. The COVID showed up, and I got a call from the founder just the other day, and he said, there are four franchise owners that have brought in a lot of members during COVID, and I'm one of them. And we have an in-person networking model, and we had to pivot to virtual. So the second thing I learned is, yes, the word pivot's been thrown out a lot, but you have to be flexible as an entrepreneur, because things are going to happen you don't see coming. If COVID taught me nothing else, it taught me how to be resilient, how to keep moving, how to say, you know what, find the good in the bad and keep things going. So being ready to pivot and flexibility are the two, so value and pivot and flexibility are the two things that I've learned.
That's great. That's great. It's true. It's very true. Yes, I think COVID's teaching us all, even if you can't pivot right, you practicing.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. So for our audience, if they want to get in contact with you, how can they go about doing that?
So I have a landing page, TonyHarrisTaylor.com. Go there, click on, you'll see my bio. All my social medias are there. Follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, although I don't do it much with Twitter, but LinkedIn, I'm really big on LinkedIn. And you can also call me at 832-791-4273. And I'd love to connect with you. And then also, if you want to schedule a one-to-one, I'm the queen of one-to-ones, meet with TonyHarrisTaylor.com. Meet with TonyHarrisTaylor.com.
Okay, I'll make sure I enter all that into the notes too when we publish so they can find you. I think that's awesome.
Wonderful, thank you. So let me ask you a question. I know you're interviewing me, okay, but I am all about being a resource to people. How can I help you?
Well, two things. One, I would love to meet with some of the entrepreneurs that you work with. Sure. And provide an interview for them as well, a platform for them to be able to promote their business. I like
that's easy. Just tell me when to stop, because I've got 40 members so far. So
that's 40 interviews. I'm all for it. And also, of course, I sell real estate. So if you know anyone that's looking for a commercial property, especially during this pivoting time, like you were saying with COVID. COVID has changed so many different.
So you're a commercial realtor.
Commercial realtor, yeah.
Well, let's talk.
Yeah, okay, I'm available.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. I just want to share with the audience my mantra over everything. In my coaching business, is called Drastic Results Training Solutions. You got to be drastic. That's the only way to be an entrepreneur. That's the only way to push through life and business. What's drastic for you, Sean, is not drastic for me, but you got to get out of your comfort zone, whatever that is, to have and be and do what you want to have.
Okay. I love it. And I'm taking that in. I love it.
Awesome.
You're a great coach. You're coaching me even now. And
awesome.
Yeah, offering resources to our audience. Okay. Well, I'll make sure that I post all the information so the audience can get in contact with you. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Denim and Blazers. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
I need a home office.
Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine,
I need a new kitchen.
I'll be here till the end of time.
I need my own bedroom. So
you got, let's call a realtor and sell this thing.
But what if it sells too fast and we have nowhere to live? Or it doesn't sell fast enough and we're stuck with two mortgages?
Relax. It can be a complicated situation, but we can help. Your Academy loan officer can meet with you and your realtor to help you come up with the best plan for a smooth transition.
Should I stay or should I go now?
Call us today to schedule a new home transition appointment with a realtor and an Academy loan officer. Together, we can make buying a new home smooth and easy.
Should I stay or should I go? We'll be right back.